Kenyon Drake and Leonard Williams have been traded. J.J. Watt is out for the year. Joe Flacco is out with a suspiciously timed injury. And a lackluster Monday Night Football matchup on tap for tonight. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Monday, October 28th.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With the trade deadline coming on Tuesday, we saw a couple of household names get dealt on Monday. First, the Dolphins traded running back Kenyon Drake to the Cardinals. David Johnson has been banged up, and Tom Pelissero reports that fill-in Chase Edmonds will likely miss a few weeks with a hamstring strain. So the Cardinals had a need at running back and found help in Drake. Drake was going to be a healthy scratch tonight anyway, as he did not travel with the Dolphins to their Monday night game in Pittsburgh. Drake had spent 4 years in Miami, where his career high for yards in a season was 644 back in 2017. Now he could get a heavy workload on Thursday night against San Francisco. The Cardinals are 3-4-1. They had won 3 games in a row before yesterday's 31-9 loss to the Saints. Today's other big trade involves Jets defensive lineman Leonard Williams. He will not be traveling very far, as he was swapped from the Jets to the Giants. The Jets picked Williams 6th overall in 2015, making him the first pick of then-GM Mike Maccagnan's tenure. Maccagnan is now gone, as is every member of the Jets' 2015 draft class. In return, the Giants will send the Jets a third-round pick in 2020 and a fifth-rounder in 2021 that could become a fourth. The Jets will also pay $4 million of Williams' salary the rest of this year. The Giants are 2-6 this season, and Williams will be a free agent at the end of the year, as he's playing out the fifth year of his rookie contract now. So obviously, the Giants want to keep him long-term. They'll likely try to sign him to an extension, or could try the franchise tag route. The Jets are off to a disappointing 1-6 start, and seem intent on undoing moves from the previous regime and building back up. J.J. Watt confirmed his own injury news Sunday night on Twitter, announcing that he is out for the rest of the season after he tore his pectoral muscle yesterday against the Raiders. Watt was having a great season for the Texans, who are 5-3. According to Next Gen Stats, Watt has created the first pressure on 62 pass rushes this season, and the next closest mark in the league is 49. But this now marks the third time in 4 years he'll finish his season on IR. The Texans are half a game behind the Colts in the AFC South and currently hold one of the AFC's wildcard spots at the midpoint of their season. But now they'll have to make their playoff push without their three-time Defensive Player of the Year. Next up for Houston is a trip to London to play against the Jaguars next week. Broncos coach Vic Fangio announced today that QB Joe Flacco will miss some time with a neck injury. He's already been ruled out for this week's game against the Browns, and then will be reevaluated after Denver's bye. This is curious timing because Flacco played the whole game yesterday, then criticized the team's play calling in his post-game comments. So people have been quick with the conspiracy theories, but ESPN's Jeff Legwold reports that it's a herniated disc, and that Flacco told him in the locker room yesterday he felt like he, quote, did something 2 weeks ago, and wasn't sure if he got hit there yesterday against the Colts. The Broncos will now turn to Brandon Allen to start. Allen was drafted by the Jaguars in the 6th round in 2016. The former Arkansas QB has been waived by the Jags and Rams and hasn't yet played an NFL snap, but he'll get his first chance Sunday against Cleveland. Elsewhere, the Panthers have already ruled Cam Newton out for another game, which means Kyle Allen gets another start against Tennessee. So if you're keeping track, yes, Kyle Allen, Brandon Allen, and Josh Allen will all be starting quarterbacks in Week 9. And finally, the Steelers and Dolphins meet tonight on Monday Night Football in a matchup ESPN had to think looked better last spring. The Steelers are 2-4, and the Dolphins are 0-6, with Pittsburgh favored by 14 points. Mason Rudolph will be back in action for the Steelers. They had a bye last week and beat the Chargers behind Devlin Hodges the week before that. It's probably a must-win game for the Steelers if they want to keep their playoff hopes alive. On the other side, the Dolphins are headed in the opposite direction, and we all know they have their sights set on the number one pick. The Bengals lost yesterday, falling to 0-8 on the season, so the Dolphins have company in the winless team department. Meanwhile, the Redskins, Falcons, and Jets are all stuck on one win this year, so you could say that there are stakes for both sides tonight. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.